You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Volume's up too loud. So I start talking and I'm almost killed my own ears. What the hell? Alright, let's do that again. That wasn't very good. So good morning to you here on a Thursday morning. We have a fun show today. Yeah, vacation show. Yeah, it's kind of like the show when the teacher doesn't show up and everybody leaves after 6 minutes in college. Yeah, I was the king of that, man. I'm out. My friends taught me that. Hey, man, if they're not here in 5 minutes, if they're more than 5 minutes late, you don't got to stay.
What?
Yeah, I don't know who made that rule up in college, but somebody did. Anyway, Jeff Kinney's going to join us. He's joined us the last few Thursdays, so he's going to join us. And another friend of ours, Tim Lynch, who's an Afghanistan guy. I don't know if Tim, yeah, Tim was in Iraq too. He was in Baghdad. And so, so they're going to join me, and we're going to look into the crystal ball. What happens in Syria and Afghanistan, right, 2 years from now? What do they look like? Yeah, so that'll be interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. And then both of them have been tasked with one other prediction. Yeah, one other prediction other than the other than what we're going to talk about relative to Iraq and Afghanistan. So it should be interesting. And they both know each other very well. In fact, Tim's going to tell a story about Jeff Kinney working for Tim's dad as a recruiter. Tim's dad knew him because he was a good recruiter. So yeah, we'll do that. And the president must have been listening yesterday, right? His ears were, after they got blistered when I called him a coward. What does he do? Like listen to All Marine Radio in the Oval Office? Like, what? Fire up the jet there, boys. Get me someplace to go. Get me someplace to go. I gotta see the troops. Yeah, and he's defending his decision. You know, how hard is it to defend the decision against, you know, when you're in an audience of uniformed personnel? Not too hard. Okay? Right? Not the same crowd, though, when Jim Mattis sits in there. Joe Dunford sits in there. John Kelly sits in there. A little bit different crowd. So anyway, and they're not politicians either. That's the best thing about it. So, yeah. So, yeah, the president and Melania. Yeah, always nice when the first lady shows up. And she's, so anyway, so it's very good on him. Good on him. Maybe he's not the coward that I think he is. So anyway, so Donald Trump goes to Iraq and then stopped back into Germany. I guess he was on the ground in at Al Asad, for those of you that have been there, which is an air base out in western Iraq that was a Marine Corps event for years, and now has become very much a joint event. So, yeah, the president at Al Asad yesterday with the first lady, and doing what they do. So, that's great to see. Finally, no kidding. And here I thought he missed Christmas and Thanksgiving. So, So there you have it. What happens in Afghanistan and Syria? I'm also fired up today. Colleen and I are going to go see They Shall Not Grow Old. That is a World War I movie that's been colorized and all the rest of it. So I bought tickets online. We're going to go see the 1 o'clock showing, but not in 3D. I don't want to see it in 3D. 3D, in my opinion, sucks. Yeah, wearing those goofy glasses. Oh, so anyway, I'm sure the movie's just as good without it. I don't want to be. I'm not in the mood to be a spaceman today. So no 3D for me. But we'll go see that. If you forgot, get online. And what's the website called? I can't remember. Where's my history tab? Fathom Events. If you go to Fathom Events, FathomEvents, you can punch in your zip code. It'll tell you where it's playing. They Shall Not Grow Old. As I put in there, they will not get old. They will not get old. So we're going to go see that today. So I'm fired up today. Fired up about that. December 27th. And so the plan for today is to go and... I got to tell you about my computer adventure. You know, I will say this. If you see the first lady while she's there, she seems to be, like, genuinely having a good time. Right? Hanging out with the troops. So, anyway, I don't know. If you see when she's, like, bouncing around, she looks like she's having fun. She's got a great smile, obviously. Good looking girl, but she looks like she's having fun. So anyway, and good for her. I have my expeditionary suite like almost ready to go, right? And I bought a new laptop, and then the other day when I took it from the studio to the expeditionary studio, and remember the review from a Marine who we all respect is 2-word review, fucking awesome. Now I've got other reviews since then. Ohio Man's going. The boy and I will be seeing it also. Yes, Ohio Man, he's a patriot. He's going to die with the, you know how they sell like caskets with like the flag, you know, the American flag like glossed into it, like spray painted like your Lower My Ride pimped out vehicle. Oh, man, I know he's got that going on. So anyway, so Colleen and I are going with that. So I bought a new computer. It's a Dell Inspiron 15-inch screen. I really don't want a screen that big, but it's not bad. It's not really bulky because there's no, like, extra edge around the screen, so it's not that big. Sometimes if you get a 15-inch screen, by the time they put an inch of framing on both sides to run whatever they want to run in that area, I think it's a monstrosity. Anyway, this thing's not that bad. So I take it from my office, and I go out to the dining room where I have the Expeditionary studio set up. And I bought all these new cables, and they're audio cables from Beats. Yeah, Dr. Dre, what's up? So anyway, they're cables from that, and So I have it all laid out, even with the cables, right? So now there's left and right audio channels into your mixer. So, for instance, coming out of my computer, the laptop, right, out of a USB port is a little audio jack that has mic in and audio out, right? So you take that. And you get a Y splitter, and then you run the audio out after you split it to the left and right channel into your mixer. Okay, so that way when you hit something like this, Rolling Stones here on a Thursday morning, the last Thursday of the year, on your 50,000 watt music mother of the valley. Mickey Jagger, Dancing Chicken Man. Yeah, man, who taught Mick Jagger how to dance? Nobody dances like Jagger. So anyway, so it all worked. So I had to get these cables and then there's two of them for all these channels, right? So you have audio that plays out of that, okay? Now, sometimes you're doing this, okay? You're playing that channel. And you want to mix something in that comes off the internet or from another audio player, like Windows Media Player, right? You might have a piece of audio. So I'll give you an example of mixing other audio. I'm trying to find... You might want to mix this into it.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! You want answers?
So you fade that stuff in and out. Anyway, so those are all different channels. But when you're out someplace, like you're setting it up in North Carolina, you know, every time you move and set it up, it's every one of those lines. So what I've done, and then you have, so two lines in, you have master audio that comes out of the mixer, and that goes into your computer, and that's what you record and stream. So record to make it a podcast, stream so people like you can listen to it right now. All that happening at one time, right? But it's all cable, it's all wired. And then there's an audio line out that goes to your headphones. There's audio cables that go to the phones. So when you call people, that works. So all that shit going on, right? And so I've then taken all that cabling, and I've paired it up. I zip tied the ones that should be together. Then I bundled them so that I just have to pull one cord out, pop it in, don't have to do all the, which this one goes to, bubble. I don't have to do any of that. So anyway, so I have all that. That's maybe too much information. That's all out in the dining room. Okay, on the dining room table. So I take the computer out of the bedroom, the laptop, out there. In the course of plugging it in, something goes wrong. And it's telling me that I have a charger that is not an authorized Dell charger. But I know it is. And I know it's plugged in. So then I'm trying to troubleshoot it, and then I go to the Dell website, and it says that prong that's inside the power receptacle that you plug in, that your piece. Okay, it may be bent. Excuse me. And so you can try to unbend it. Well, I didn't have anything that got in there that was that small. So anyway, long story short, I decided I'm not going to mess with that. I'm going to take it back. So I've only owned it for 2 weeks. So I took it back to the place yesterday. I expected a long line December 26th, right? An electronics store. And Reuters is reporting the White House is weighing a executive order to ban American manufacturers, American purchases of Chinese telecommunication stuff. Be kind of interesting to know the the background on that, the intel on that. Be kind of interesting. Anyway. So I drive over there. Place is in Tustin, not too far away, on the west side of Tustin, so really not too far away. And I get out, and there's enough cars in there, but I'm expecting the return line to be like, and me being there is a coincidence. But I think this is going to be an all-day event, and it's not. There's two people in front of me, boom, boom. I go, girl's really nice. She said, what's the problem? I told her, and I said, I'm only on it for 2 weeks. I'm not doing that. And she said, okay. She said, do you want your money back? I said, no, I just want, I'd like the same computer. She goes, oh, that's easy. So I go back there, thinking they won't have the same computer. I'm going to have to compare computers again. And I'm not in the mood to do it because I need to get this done to move on to other things to get ready to go to North Carolina. Lo and behold, they have it. Same computer. Guy looks and looks at the receipt. He goes, yeah, I just saw these. We have a couple of them in stock in the back. I'll go grab one. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I'll meet you up front by the customer service counter. Brings it out. She does the exchange. Boom, I'm back home. How sweet was that? Totally thought it was going to be just a miserable, miserable experience. And it was not. It was not. It was relatively pleasant. So, yeah. Talk about making a friend. Made a friend. So then I had to reinstall everything back on. And most of the programs that are unique are audio programs, audio players, so that you know, all the different, when the commercials play and all that, you got to migrate all that structure. And because it's not internet based, you can't just log on, it all downloads. You got to manually transfer the audio. You got to manually set up a playlist. All that kind of stuff. So that took me into last night. And so that was my day. Almost had a completely a day devoted to it, which I did not anticipate and I wasn't looking forward to. So anyway, that was my day. Today, not so much. Do the program this morning. This is my holiday routine coming. And then don't have to go lift today. Don't have to go to the gym. I'm actually, you know what? I started lifting again a few weeks ago. And I'm surprised at how fast. I'm 61 years old. I am surprised how fast I've regained much of my strength. And now it's almost like it's a little therapy session. I go there for longer than I used to go. And I do more things than I used to do. So it's kind of weird. I'm finding therapeutic value at the gym. I used to kind of go because I knew I needed to go, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's not like, I know I need to go, but now I go because it's like, yeah, I mean, this is going to be a good time. What? So, kind of different. But what amazes me, and a buddy of mine who's a trainer told me this, he said, hey, the wonder drug that men have is testosterone. And it's a miracle drug. He said, look, I train men in their 70s and in their 80s, and their bodies respond to working out because they have testosterone in them still at that age. It's not as much as you have when you're younger, but they got it. He said, so if you just challenge your body responds. He said, it's the amazing thing about being a guy. So, and I'm here to tell you, and I'm this never big guy to do leg workouts, because I always say, you get your leg exercise from running and biking and doing all that, and that, you know, you're kind of doing things counterproductive. But I kind of enjoy squatting and doing leg work a little bit, and I've never really done that. So, anyway, that's a workout on my, an update on my workout. So, I'll probably go hit some tennis balls, my new thing. I got a bike for Christmas, so I can ride the bike over to the college and go hit tennis balls, listen to music, go hit tennis balls for the better part of an hour, and then come on back. And Colleen's got water polo today, so we'll pick her up from water polo, go probably have something to eat, and then go see They Shall Not Grow Old with my daughter. So that'll be fun, I think, anyway. Not everybody would think that would be the ideal, like, date, especially to take your 15-year-old. But you know what? I'm all right with it, man. I am all right with it. All right. We're going to get the program going here. What was I going to say? I forgot. Morning Begins, courtesy of the United States Marine Corps Band. Good morning to you. Dedicated to the Trumps who, for the first time in his administration, got over and saw those who were deployed at this time of the year, and which is always a big deal. So congratulations to him, and in particular, congratulations on him for showing the good judgment to take his wife. That's the training highlight. So it's dedicated to the Trumps. Well done.
We are proud to face the light of the United States of America. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
That last little thing was playing the on Fox News. There's a little piece about New York Times ran a story yesterday. So the president was aided by a bogus letter from a podiatrist to avoid military service during Vietnam. New York Times now facing criticism for uncorroborated report suggesting the podiatrist helped the president avoid military service. What's the truth? I guess we'll find out. Kind of an interesting story. But yeah, honestly, if the New York Times can't fact check this kind of stuff, this is the grossest part of the media. You know, essentially making up stories, tweaking facts. I mean, there was just a big deal in, what is it, Der Spiegel? A German guy who's a award-winning international journalist has won awards from CNN, all kinds of other shit. And he admitted making up the interviews, making up the people in his story, said, I need help. What? Aren't there supposedly people that check this shit out? Guess not. It's amazing. Yeah, shut it off. All right, we'll check weather in Marineland. Clouds in 40 in Quantico. Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, cloudy in 54. Granbury, Texas, partly sunny and 55. 29 Palms, sunny and 40. At Camp Pendleton, sunny and 40. In Okinawa, Japan, dark cloudy 63 with a couple weather advisories. Got to get to 3 before we look at them. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, where Melania Trump was yesterday, dark cloudy 59 degrees in Ramadi. They were a little bit further to the west, out in Al Asad, which is between Ramadi, Fallujah area, and the Syrian border, as you head west down the Euphrates River, right down the Euphrates River. Euphrates River is a beautiful river, by the way. It's full of raw sewage, but when you're driving by it, beautiful blue in some places. Yeah. Anyway, in Afghanistan. In the Helmand province, it is clear, dark, and 46 degrees. And in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 52 degrees today, looking for a high of 63. 63 again tomorrow, and 65 on Saturday when it's the semifinals of the National Football Championships, college type, are underway. So, yeah, two big games. Alabama plays Oklahoma, I think. And Notre Dame, your Fighting Irish. That's right. Your Fighting Irish take on the Clemson Tigers. Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney was talking about meeting Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan was playing baseball in Birmingham. And he was on his way someplace. He was an assistant coach at Alabama. And they went by the field and kind of walked in and said, I'd like to shake your hand. He said Michael Jordan was very gracious, just wanted to introduce himself and say hi, and one of the thrills of his life. He was asked, who's the one athlete you would love to coach? He said Michael Jordan. Never satisfied. Never satisfied. All right, we'll take a real quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits,
and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be amazed of this heartbreak. I want to drive fast till I break down in nowhere so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I dream, yeah.
We might have to get Peyton Davis on to talk about fishing one day.
So I'm going to sit here and watch this cigarette burn. And her.
All right. Time for us to check some news headlines. Obviously, the biggest headline of the day is... That's right. D. Trump heads to... Right on cue, right? After I got it after him yesterday. Who knew he listened to All Marine Radio, right? President First Lady make a surprise visit to Iraq. And if you watch, as again, I said, if you watch the video, she's having a great time, it looks like. So, anyway. So, congratulations. the other headline in Marine Corps Times is Trump, no plans to name Mattis replacement soon. They stopped in Germany on the way back and are now back in the United States. Bring it on. New Taliban video shows intense training for cheer squad competition. Taliban training video documentation is the gift that keeps giving. Yeah, I don't. And in the spirit of Christmas time generosity, the organization decided to release a new film reportedly shot in Afghanistan, documenting their foray into cheer squad competitions. Ditching their typical video recipe of highlighting immense monkey bar traversing talents, the Taliban commandos incorporated a bevy of choreographed stunts, dance moves, and teamwork to challenge any and all cheer squads who stand in their way. These guys are in it to win it and here to pump you up, so bring it on. That goes for you too, Rancho Kearney High School cheer squad. The routine has everything. Choreographed squad push-ups, check. The most crisply executed leapfrogging ever performed, definitely. Death-defying flaming hoop dives, you bet. Sword fighting with sticks, hell yeah. Only the Will Ferrell exhibited such expertise in a short-lived career as a flame hoop-diving mascot. Let's go, Cougars. So, yeah. So, you have Taliban with a video out. Congratulations to them, boys. Not easy to produce that stuff. As Afghanistan draw numbers swirl, Dunford cautions against rumors. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Obviously awkward for Commandant of the Marine Corps, Secretary of Defense, as they're out visiting units throughout over the Christmas holiday. hey, we're not sure what's going on. We're out here with you. So anyway, so it's, that's kind of interesting to talk about that. Hypersonic weapons are in the news. Putin oversees hypersonic weapons test, sees it's invulnerable. The first invulnerable weapon the world has ever seen. With V. Putin presiding over the test. Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw a test on Wednesday of a new hypersonic glide vehicle, declaring that the weapon is impossible to intercept and will ensure Russia's security for decades to come. Good grief, man. Who wants your country? Nobody does. It's not like anybody. Look, Germany doesn't have a military. Who else? The Chinese want your... Putin called it an excellent New Year's gift to the nation. He's a nut, man. That guy's a straight-up nut. But you know what? All he's doing is propping up his own sucky lifestyle. House Armed Service Committee. Yeah, there's going to be a change, folks, if you don't know it. There's going to be a change, and that is the House takes over chairing every committee, or the Democrats take over all the chairmanships in the House. New House Armed Service Committee chairman rips Trump over Mattis firing. The incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee blasted President Donald Trump's plan to terminate Defense Secretary Jim Mattis 2 months ahead of his planned exit date, calling the decision reckless and a mistake that would deny the country an opportunity to have a stable transition. Quote, it is a mistake for President Donald Trump to deny the country an opportunity to have a stable transition to a new Secretary of Defense in this fashion. Representative Adam Smith, who's a Democrat from the state of Washington, said in a statement, just days after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced he would step down at the end of February, Trump announced by Twitter that he would push the popular cabinet member out on January 1st. Really, the move is so Trump doesn't look bad, because there's NATO events and one other event that Mattis would obviously get a rousing greeting at. And so, who needs that, right, when you're kind of the embattled president of the United States? So Trump takes care of that. But again, this is just a start, all right? This is just a start. Stand by there, sports fans. Have your helmet strapped tightly, because it's going to get rough. As U.S. troops leave Syria, the Syrian government must step up, says Russia. They got their asses kicked. Now they're going to get their shit together and they're going to go back out there? Come on, man. Russia's foreign ministry said Wednesday that Moscow expects the Syrian government to take over areas where U.S. troops are currently deployed following their withdrawal. Quote, if troop withdrawals happen, it would have a positive impact on the situation. The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces in the oil-rich eastern Syria has backed Kurdish-led forces in oil-rich eastern Syria for 4 years in the fight against Islamic State militants, and its withdrawal will leave the area up for grabs. Turkey said Tuesday it's working with the United States to coordinate the withdrawal of American forces, but remains determined to clear U.S.-allied Kurdish fighters from Manbij in northeastern Syria. So, again, now, so what's going to happen when Turkey does that? Does Turkey have the ass to calm it all out? Probably not. So what's going to happen? They're going to get a taste of the IED event from hell. And we're going to see what Turkey's made out of. And then we're going to see if that, all right, we'll see if that then spills into Turkey. So, yeah, so that'll be interesting. Top five stories in early bird. President Trump, First Lady make a surprise visit to Iraq. So we've talked about that. Here's the first look at the Sikorsky Boeing Defiant helicopter. Hey, and just so you know, if you go see They Shall Not Grow Old, it's mandatory film review, okay? Mandatory film review. Okay, I'm looking at it. This thing looks like a British helicopter. The Sikorsky and Boeing provided the first look at the Defiant helicopter, one of the two designs participating in the Army Joint Multi-Role Medium Technology Demonstrator Program. See, this is what the Marine Corps doesn't have. We have the Osprey. Right? Slower than hell. In and out of LZs. We need something. Okay, so let me describe this thing. Kind of looks like a whale. Okay, so picture a Black Hawk with a longer fuselage. Okay, so the fuselage extends further back, so it's wider. Then it has the back tail of kind of the Osprey, so it has the horizontal stabilizer and then two fins at the end, or fins on the end of each. And then there's a propeller on the ass end of the helicopter. It has two blades. Pfft, yeah, go figure. Want to see a video of it? The Defiant is designed to fly at twice the speed and range of today's conventional helicopters and offers advanced agility and maneuverability, according to the Sikorsky Boeing team. Data from the Defiant will help the Army develop requirements for new utility helicopters expected to enter service in the early 2030s. So the, I wonder if the Chinese have these blueprints already. Chinese probably do, right? Hey, can we just hurry it up already? We need you guys to test this thing so we can tweak our plans. What the hell? I read you a story that says President has no time to replace the Secretary of Defense anytime soon. Here's a little bit more on that story. So now you got the V-team, like, all sitting around the table with the President, all nodding their heads, right? You have V-team at the Department of Justice. You got the V-team as Chief of Staff of the White House. You got the V-team over at DOD. Again, I still haven't seen Mike Pompeo and John Bolton. Still haven't seen those two guys. Where are they? President Trump has no plans to nominate a replacement for Defense Secretary Jim Mattis anytime soon, and said Acting Secretary Patrick Shanahan may remain in the post for the foreseeable future. What do you think drives that decision? What's best for the DOD? No. Want to know why we're not going to have a hearing? What would happen at the hearing? We all know what would happen at the hearing. And it would be good theater. It would not be good for the president. Okay? So, what drives much of what the president does? The media. So, anyhow. And again, make no mistake. Do you think he went over to Iraq because he wanted to? Has it gone there? It's been 2 years. Hasn't gone there yet. Got shamed into it. So, anyway, wonder what kind of impact the trip had on him. If it did have an impact on him. Normally does. So, again, if you could see, I mean, Mattis is out, not because it's of his letter. Mattis is out because the president does not want to deal with the outgoing Secretary of Defense getting standing ovations in Europe. At a NATO event. That's why he's out. So, again, make no mistake about that. And again, politics, right? It's the way we do it. story about an Air Force Master Sergeant. Christopher Raguso should have died in 2004, 14 years before his helicopter went down in Iraq, killing everyone on board, according to his dad. So when asked by Military Times, in the tough early days of Iraq's war on insurgency, Raguso, a New York Air National Guardsman, was serving on his first tour in Baghdad, said his father John in a November 15th interview. He was near the powder keg city of Sadr City when the Mahdi army and insurgent group invaded his base. Raguso engaged in fierce hand-to-hand combat, his father said. Then a mortar round landed 10 feet away. It should have detonated and killed him, John said, but it didn't. The bad fuse of the mortar gave Chris 14 years of extra years of life, his dad said, and he made the most out of every bit of it. He had the chance to fall in love and get married, to become a father of two beautiful girls, to fulfill his dream of becoming a firefighter and lieutenant in the New York City Fire Department, to keep fighting for his nation and to save hundreds of lives around the world, both civilian and fellow troops. Raguso and six other airmen died on March 15th when their H-860 Pave Hawk helicopter crashed in western Iraq. It was the day of his 39th birthday. Quote, I asked myself, why the fuck would God kill this man when all he did was help people and save people, John Raguso, a charter boat captain who lives on Long Island, said. Why not take a drug dealer? Why not take a slimeball politician and make the world a better place? This is the one thing in my life I can't fix, he continued. I feel like Atlas with the weight of the world, not only on my shoulders, but on my chest, all over my body. Every moment when I wake up, I feel this emptiness, this loss, this pressure, this insanity, this inconsolable grief, and I'm trying to put it in perspective. Trying to make sense of it. What happens if you can't? Number five, new Taliban video shows intense training for cheer squad competition. We've already talked about that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back on this abbreviated show today, we are going to, we're going to go ahead and bring Jeff Kenny on, who you've heard, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired, done the advising. I think he did it in Iraq and Afghanistan. I know he did it in Afghanistan, I'm pretty sure he did it in Iraq. So you'll hear from Jeff, and then you'll hear Tim Lynch. So two guys who, and they know each other. They're good buddies. We all work together, so it'll be fun. We're talking about what does the future hold? What does Iraq look like? What does Syria, Iraq look like at the end of this U.S. pullout? And then Afghanistan, rumors of it we're leaving Afghanistan. So what does that look like? So we'll get their opinions on this stuff. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up after this break right here on your home fort. The All Warrior Radio Network.